freetalklive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves just by dialing the toll-free number. Brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right into your phone calls. We go to Indy, listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Indy. Indy?
Yeah, I haven't been to Kentucky in a long time. I'm in Connecticut today, but okay.
Sorry about that. Indian Connecticut. It's on your mind.
Right. Yeah. I joined the Free State Project about a week and a half ago.
Excellent. Congratulations.
I missed the donation deadline by about a half hour. Question, guys.
Bummer.
If you'll include me at 10:30 or so and contribute your donation, I will triple that just to make sure we're on par.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm more than willing to put up the stinking $5 that I was I'm willing to give to St. Jude's. I love the idea. And now, how are you going to just go ahead and send yours in?
I will. Message me. Tell me where. St. Jude's. I'll look it up and I'll do it myself.
It's easy.
But if you guys are on the honor system, I'll definitely send mine in.
Okay, great.
That's great.
I paid my $400 in cash to you the other day,
right.
So now I have to give you another $5.
That way I can get it on my taxes.
So I have to give you another $5?
$5, yes.
Okay. No problem. So
I joined the Free State Project and started to invite a bunch of my coworkers and friends. We're thinking about relocating the business to New Hampshire from Connecticut for a number of reasons. Number one being Free State Project, but of course everything else is attractive. And a couple of my employees came to me and talked to me about this. They're concerned about the marijuana laws in New Hampshire not being as liberal as Connecticut, or at worst being on par with Connecticut. And we looked up the bills and the laws. Something failed last year. What's the situation with the marijuana so as to ensure my employees' comfort in considering this, guys?
Well, I could say that if what your concern is with the laws as far as what might happen if you get caught, then you should probably not carry around several pounds of marijuana. Mm-hmm. But, if you're willing to go and stand up for your rights, if one of your employees gets caught, they can be certain that if they ask for some help, there are going to be Free Staters that are going to stand behind them and that are going to come to the court or protest or something like
that.
And
it's amazing how many of these local situations, especially here in the Keene area, where the Free Staters have gone to court and the judge has just made it disappear.
Right.
Yeah, they see all those people. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it really is. It's been amazing the success that we've had in non-cooperating so far, and it's really only been just a few instances.
But I don't want to downplay. I'm concerned about the marijuana laws here, too, and so is everybody who's a member of the Free State Project and many freedom activists here in New Hampshire, and we're all going to be working very hard in order to reduce the harm that the drug war is causing.
I know that New Hampshire Common Sense, as you mentioned earlier, Gardner, is kind of the Johnny-on-the-spot group that's working on that particular issue from
in
the political realm, and yes, Free Stater run, actually, as I understand.
Yeah, and I think that, like I was talking about that threshold before, I think in certain states and certain areas, they are reaching that threshold, and people are saying, hey, you know what? These laws don't make any sense. It might take a little longer. People think law and order needs to be upheld and so on and so forth and need to stop kids from getting in trouble. But I think in certain areas and certain states, thanks to the work of some people like you guys, Matt Simon, they're going to make some strides.
And there's going to be more. I mean, there has been discussion here, for instance, in the Keene area of a public marijuana smoking. This, I would imagine, is going to be happening within the next 8 months or so. I would say no later than springtime next year we're going to have something like this. Some people have been talking about doing it sooner, as in sometime this year. So we're going to see that happen, and then once it happens once, it will happen again and again. So we'll see what the police response is to a publicly announced public marijuana smoking, and then we'll keep doing it. I mean, we'll do it every weekend or something like that. I was thinking maybe we could go out. We've got this little event called Social Sundays here in Keene where everybody kind of comes out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, goes to Vendetta, which is our favorite little bar here in town, and has a good time. I was thinking maybe at like 4:20 we could all step out of Vendetta, go across the street into the park, and have a little smoke out, a little public smoke out. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And if we have enough people doing it, they can only arrest and process so many people. The system can only handle so much. And normally what they're dealing with is they're dealing with people who are just pushovers. The people that get arrested for marijuana, as we were talking about last hour, they just want it to go away. Whereas the free staters and the liberty activists, the New Hampshire liberty activists, in fact, that's what I should call them, because we've got a lot of New Hampshire natives that are interested in this sort of protest. The New Hampshire liberty activists are not going to be pushovers, and they're not going to just roll over on this issue. And if all it is just a little marijuana on a possession charge, it's not like you got caught with 50 pounds of weed or anything like that. So, I mean, yeah, the laws are worse than some of the surrounding states, but you've got activists here, and you just don't have that anywhere else. I hope that answers
your
question.
When I lived in California, we personally changed the law. I was part of the activism there that helped fix that whole situation. I was a registered marijuana caretaker, or cannabis caretaker, as it was in California.
Mm-hmm.
I bought medical cannabis for my aunt, who was dying, and helped ease her pain as she went out. There's no point in prosecuting marijuana smokers. So,
no.
When we move there, I mean, we're going to throw our money in the program, and hopefully we can get that straightened out. But, Ian, one point of caution for you.
Yes, sir.
You were suggesting that people can test their federal prosecution against simple marijuana possession and the like. The feds have something like a 95 or 97% conviction rate, and that's something pretty dangerous to be suggesting people are willing to contest.
Wait, I'm a little confused. The feds prosecute for marijuana possession?
Well, you were saying that the feds are... You talked about 800,000 marijuana smokers arrested for simple possession or something akin to that.
Yeah, those aren't federal arrests. Those are, for the most part, are going to be
state
arrests,
people.
Then.
Yeah, local.
Okay, I'm mistaken. Then I thought you were suggesting that people contest the Fed. And with their conviction rate, I would not contest the Fed. I would consult my attorney and do what I need to do to... carry on with life.
Yeah, I understand that's where most people come from, and it's just that I would suggest, and I will still suggest, that people who are going to court for marijuana possession or any other consensual crime actually go ahead and put up a fight instead of try something different, like a Mark Stevens non-cooperative approach, or like Sam from the Obscured Truth Network would do something different besides just rolling over. But I understand, I'm not saying that the people that roll over are bad people. I understand the desire to make something just go away and move on with life. It's just that if that's what everybody always does, then the state will just become more and more powerful, and it will enrich itself.
Everyone
more
will
and
get
more.
What we've always gotten.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for a change, and I'm one of those people that's willing to make that change, and there are other people here that are also willing to do that. And if that's exciting to you, as it is to me, then you know this is the place to be, and I hope you bring your business up here, and we look forward to it.
Yeah, thank you for signing up.
Thanks. Last question.
Yes,
I'm shopping for property in New Hampshire. How close is Keene to skiing resorts?
We have a small skiing resort called Granite Gorge.
I don't know if that's a resort. You mean it's like a resort somewhere you can stay
you
at a hotel?
You can ski there.
Or somewhere you can ski.
I don't know what the terminology is.
Somewhere I could live and enjoy on weekends some good skiing or snowboarding and bring clients and maybe do a trip.
That stuff's all over New Hampshire.
I mean, if you travel about an hour, you'll be able to get to some.
Oh, it's within an hour, Gard?
No. Gardner's talking about resorts. What I was suggesting, if you just want to go skiing, then, you know, there's
a place. Granite Gorge is around the corner.
Yeah, there's 5 minutes down the road. I mean, that stuff's all over the place in New Hampshire.
We have mountains and snow everywhere in winter.
It just depends on what you want. Yeah.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
If you want something simple, 10, 15 minutes, a half hour, whatever. If you want a resort for a weekend, just travel an hour and 15 and you're there.
There you go. Thanks for the call, dude, and we'll see you in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue. Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Alex. What's on your mind?
Over the weekend, I saw this new movie, Zeitgeist Addendum. And I've got to say there are some good things and there are some really bad things about it. And I wasn't really as impressed as I was with the first movie.
I had seen Zeitgeist, the original, and it was pretty decent. I liked the religious discussion that they had, but the 9/11 truth thing really doesn't float my boat.
Mm.
What did you think of the third part, though?
What was the third part? I don't even remember.
It was Bankers.
Bankers? I guess that was all right. It's been a while since I've seen it. But what was the addendum and why was it so disappointing to you?
Well, it was good in that it mentioned the federal fractional reserve banking. They talk about the musical chair system that we have where, you know, when the music stops playing, someone is bankrupt and left out to dry, in a sense.
Mm.
They talk about economic hitmen, CIA jackals, and how they try to corrupt leaders of other countries. into accepting loans, and then they have them. It was very good in that aspect, but there were some poor parts as well.
Well, very good. I appreciate the recommendation or the review, and I thank you for the call. More on the way. You can bring up anything. I think that's one of those movies you can go and see on Google Video, probably totally free. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the archives, so got a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of shows going all the way back for an entire year. It's free for you. Just click and enjoy at freetalklive.com.
Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism. The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring and summer. All positions are paid and include a career workshop and opportunities to network. The deadline to apply for early summer decision is November the 1st. LibertarianInternships.com for more information. That's LibertarianInternships.com.
As we continue with your phone calls about what you want. It's Jeff in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Not much. I was just listening, and I heard a previous caller talking about he was talking to some of his friends, and his Republican friend said that it's not like people are getting arrested yet. And I know you guys like talk a lot about marijuana rights and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I wanted to bring up, I'm sure most of your listeners have heard about it, about the protesters being arrested at the Republican National Convention.
It was actually before the Republican National Convention.
You're right, before the convention. These
kids
were like
their homes raided.
Right, and then Amy Goodman being arrested as well from Democracy Now.
How about the over 200 people that were rounded up for just sitting and enjoying a concert in the grass?
No kidding, right. I was just watching Naomi Wolf on YouTube. There's a video of an interview with her. She just
people been spreading that video around. It's very impressive.
Is it the one where she talks about fascism?
Well, she's been talking about fascism for like the last year, but she just wrote a new book called what's it called? Give Me Liberty, a handbook for American revolutionaries. And she's basically calling for, you know, people to get involved locally, talk to your district attorneys, figure out a way to confront what's going on.
What does that mean?
Why would you ask the district attorney? I mean, what's her suggestion?
District attorney? Well, her suggestion is to basically get as many people involved locally to arrest the president.
To arrest the president?
How is that going to happen? I'm assuming that at some point it would reach a critical mass to where, you know, there's enough attention that we face. Well, she's saying right now that there's a coup happening.
Well, I don't know about all that. You know, I think we can look at the reality here, and I appreciate what she's suggesting. It's a nice idea and all, but I don't think it really exists in reality. I mean, just look at the last week's what happened in D.C. where there was tremendous public demand, tremendous public outcry over this $700 billion bailout package. They went ahead and they passed it anyway. I mean, to suggest that even if there was a tremendous outcry for the arrest of President Bush, it wouldn't matter anyway because he's in charge of the executive branch. They're not going to arrest their boss.
And also, I think if you look at all the people who participate in the voting experience, they still think that they can change things through voting. So if they think that you're not going to get a critical mass.
Right, one more month. You're not going to get a critical mass in a month's time anyway.
The coup has already happened, you know?
Pretty much it happened on the 1st.
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been various stages to the coup. I mean, you go back to people like Henry Clay and Abraham Lincoln back in the 1800s, Alexander Hamilton. I mean, just the very writing of the U.S. Constitution was a coup in a way because they were supposed to be rewriting their Articles of Confederation. And they weren't going to, you know, expand the powers of the central government so much. So Hamilton and the Federalists, the Centralists, were very successful in creating their own coup back then. And it's just gotten worse and worse. And I don't know when it's going to stop, but it would be interesting at least, you know, getting the word out about that, as long as people don't think it's some sort of a kook fringe idea, would be kind of amusing. The only thing is, you only have so much energy to devote to things. So
not to mention the amount of money that would come out of local, municipal coffers that taxpayers have to pay in order to get, this crap up on, on the ballot. I mean, that costs money.
Yeah.
Were you talking about getting it on the ballot or just getting people angry enough to where there was enough public demand?
You know what? Getting people basically talking to as many people as possible about what's going on. You know, mentioning to them that You know, the 1st Brigade Combat Team has just been brought back to Fort Stewart, Georgia. You know, and they've only been brought back for domestic purposes. They're back for crowd control.
I see where you're coming from, and I agree completely with what you're saying there. It's definitely scary stuff. We're in very sad times here in this country, but who is going to arrest the president? I mean, realistically, who's going to do it? The Secret Service?
But, you know,
Brattleboro, Vermont, he'll be arrested.
Yeah, that's true.
The hippies are doing backflips down Main Street because they spent tens of thousands of the hardworking Brattleburians' taxpaying dollars on getting this stupid initiative that'll never be used. The president hasn't been to Vermont in 150 frickin' years, but, you know, they're happy because they're going to have the president arrested. I've got to say, I just think it's an extraordinary bad use of someone's time.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts for us?
I don't know.
Move to New Hampshire, please.
I don't want to move to New Hampshire and do it. Just get enough people everywhere to do it.
Well, that's what people have been saying. I mean, when there are folks, I've been reading some of the threads over the Ron Paul forums. Occasionally, they'll talk about the Free State Project, and somebody will get on there and try to promote the Free State Project. And there are all these people that are basically brand new to the political realm, that they don't have any experience in doing what we've been doing for the last several years. And someone will suggest, well, the Free State Project, we're going to move a bunch of people together. And they'll come back and they'll say, what? Move to New Hampshire? Why can't we just have 50 Free State Projects? Why can't we just do this everywhere? Let's get everybody together. It just doesn't work. It's crazy. That's the biggest problem the liberty movement has had has been concentration of activists. And it's like people that are brand new, I can understand why they don't get it. They haven't had enough failure to really kind of get it pounded into their head that changing the system where you are is not even close to a viable solution. And I don't want to rain on your parade here too much, man. I want you to go out and I want you to try these things and find out for yourself that they won't work. But in the meantime, listen to people like myself and others who are saying, hey, we've tried that. It doesn't work. Trust us on this. But if you don't trust us, go ahead and give it a shot for yourself, and you'll come back to us and you'll say, oh, yeah, you guys were right.
Do you support the idea of arresting Barack Obama for some of the unconstitutional stuff he's voted for?
I haven't really researched it as much.
If Barack Obama has voted for unconstitutional stuff, would you support a ballot initiative or getting district attorneys all whipped up in order to get him arrested?
Well, I would say the things that George Bush has done have gone a little bit further than just unconstitutional. I'd say at this
can't
point,
say
it's,
I, I
it's
can't
treasonous.
Say I agree. They're all the same to me. They're all one politician.
You don't think
basically?
Violating the highest law in the land is worthy of being arrested for?
Which,
I mean, that's what the Constitution
didn't
is,
Didn't he
right?
vote for the war in Iraq, Barack Obama?
No,
he wasn't in at that time.
He voted for funding later, though,
right.
So clearly...
Aren't you disgusted by the Democrats that had got elected in 2006 to get us out
I'm
of...
I'm completely disgusted by them.
Out of Iraq.
I got to tell you,
okay,
I am
before you go on,
completely disillusioned.
You know, Republicans recently to push forward this domestic drilling initiative, they stayed in Washington. They had a camp out in the House. They said, we're not leaving until the Democrats come in here and vote. You know, if the Democrats... If the Democrats had half that spine, they would have gotten us out of Iraq.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your political ideas. I don't know how successful you'll be. It's Free Talk Live.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And they also include, by the way, the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600, and start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, it's Dawn in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don.
And Mark.
Don, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the podcast on Friday night, 8-5, when Julia came in, and you guys were talking about socialized health care, and you brought up somebody brought up Canada. And Julia thrown out, somebody had thrown out, that, I think it was Julia, said, I wonder how populated ERs are, how many people actually go to the ERs and just sit there for minor things. Well, I ventured to guess that it's very low, and it turns out that it really is.
Why?
Because of the, you know, as you have pointed out many times, the wait times in the Canadian ERs are insane.
Oh, so people have figured that out. There's no point in going to the ER
exactly.
If it's going to take you
but they have
hours.
It set up in their system to avoid that to begin with. So if their insurance system is set up where 86% of Canadians have family or private doctors, which you would visit on a regular basis. Those who are without doctors, without a family doctor, a large percentage of those really are young people and just don't care to be insured. So it leaves about 6% of Canadians totally without a family physician. So out of those that remain, those 6%, 64% of those chose to go to walk-in clinics, which is something else they have there. So they have walk-in clinics as an option to going to the ER room. 12% of them visited a hospital emergency room. So out of that 64 remaining, only 12% of them go to an ER room.
Okay. I appreciate you clearing that up. Anything else on your mind?
I joined the Free State Project before you guys had that ingenious drive a couple weeks ago. I was the week before that, so I'm in the next 1,000, and I plan to be up there by 2010 or sooner.
Fantastic. Get here, man.
Hey, 2010 will be here before you know it, so we look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire, and I thank you for the call tonight, Don.
And you know what else is what else is salutary about that is information like that, that somebody goes and looks up. Having another guy like that in the state of New Hampshire just talking with somebody over the McDonald's counter, or somebody, if you overhear somebody saying, oh, I wish we had a system like Canada. Boom, he's got the information.
Yes, it's true.
It really has an effect.
Yeah.
More liberty-minded people
when you
together.
Have information like that, you can deliver it with authority. When you deliver something with authority, people believe it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't look. The vast majority of people do not look things up.
I'm not going to check
it. They believe that cars that are painted red get more tickets than any other cars because they're red. Because somebody said that that's a statistic that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I've had red cars. Haven't got me any more tickets than
that's a case study.
What's that?
It's a case study.
I understand. In my case, it's a case study. I'm just telling you, I don't believe for a second that red cars get more tickets.
By the way, kudos to you, Mark, on picking up that the guy who called before was probably more inclined to be going out and attacking Bush than he would be inclined to attack
Obama. Yeah, I didn't
pick
up on that either.
And Ian, you brought up Obama voting for funding, and Mark, I think, echoed that. Naomi Wolf is, hardcore lefty. And it would be nice if she were to apply the same sort of accusations to all of the people who voted in an unconstitutional fashion. The only problem is she selectively picks different portions of the Constitution that she likes. She's just like a lot of other leftists out there. Habeas corpus, privacy, she's all for those things. When it comes to spending on somebody else's money,
gun rights,
those things are not on her radar screen.
Right. When it's bad to go and fight an unconstitutional war where you bomb the crap out of tens to hundreds of thousands of brown people over in the Middle East that haven't done anything with us. But when
when Bill Clinton did it, it was okay.
Right. When he bombed them, it was all right. He wasn't bombing nearly as many.
He was bombing people.
Here, when you take away the rights of Americans, either whether it's gun rights or the rights to keep the right to keep the things that you make with your hands, or if you sell those things, the money that you earn from it, because you want to pay for socialized medicine or whatever other big government lefty program. No, man, your little carbon credits bullcrap. Look. Freedom is freedom, and you can't have it from the left, and you can't have it from the right.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, you're never going to win by doing this nonsense trying to arrest the president.
Speaking of people who should be allowed to keep the money that they earn, we've actually got a New Hampshire business owner on the line with us, Bill, in New Hampshire. Actually, been a while since we've had you on the program, Bill. I'm sure our longtime listeners will immediately recognize your voice. You moved up here a few years, actually, about a year ago or so, maybe a little longer.
Yeah, it was August.
About a year ago, as part of the Free State Project, and you're now here, and you've opened up a restaurant in a little town here in New Hampshire. And I know you'd called to share some of your stories with us as far as how trying this has been for you. Is that why you were calling tonight?
Yeah, pretty much. It's definitely been a long, hard slog. And
so wait, it's not the Free State yet, then, is what you're going to point out.
It is not even close.
What has happened to you?
Well, let me see. Me and my wife decided that we were going to open up a restaurant, and obviously there's a lot of things that go along with that. One of the things that we wanted to do was, get a liquor license. And so when we went down to the Liquor Commission down in Concord, the major down there wanted to get my Social Security number for a background check that he was going to run, and I told him that that was optional. He didn't need my Social Security number for anything. I wasn't required to give it to him.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, he immediately got, very angry and confrontational and, really just got an attitude with me and, tried to, sort of put it on me that I was being difficult. And I was like, no, that's not the case. So then the next thing that happened was, we had some business down at the police office, and the police chief
Uh-oh.
Called me into his office. and, you know, had a little discussion with me. He's like, oh, you know, I know you're a free stater, you know, I understand, you know, the free stater mentality and all that other stuff, but, you know, he...
Mentality.
Yeah, he wanted to sort of talk to me and have me put my personal politics aside and play ball.
Was that his term, play ball?
Yes, yes.
Play
just,
ball.
Just, you know, give the guy the number that he wanted so that, you know, I could get my liquor license because it's going to be a lot better for everybody.
Wow, it's just like a mafia.
Yes, it's amazing. It was very interesting.
Jeez, Bill, you just totally expose, you rip the artifice off the whole thing. This is beautiful. I'm sorry you're running into these problems, though.
Well, I wrote probably about, you know, a 2 to 3 page letter to, you know, the major and copied the police chief on it, you know, explaining the entire thing and, you know, sort of how dictatorial the whole thing is. And I cited, you know, the Privacy Act of 1973, and I don't understand why you guys can't follow that law if you expect me to follow all of your crazy little laws.
Right. And, you know, you love these laws so much.
Yeah, just went on and on about all this other stuff. So, you know, I don't know whether or not I made any friends with that letter. Probably not. But, you know, the next time I ran into the police chief, he thanked me for giving the major the information that he needed.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yes. I don't know why these people are communicating with each other, you know, between the state and the local government. And,
well, everybody knows everybody. I mean, the political people here are a pretty close-knit crowd, so they're all talking about this stuff. You can better believe behind closed doors. And I love how they told you to just, hey, put your politics aside and just play ball with us.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Just jump through these hoops. Just bow down. Just pay these fees. Just obey, okay? Why you got to
exactly.
make waves, Bill?
And I tried to explain to the guy that, you know, that's not the way it works. You know, this is my life. My politics are my life, you know. You guys control everything, and that is part of what I want to do is, you know, just make a stand. Why can't I just simply say no
yeah.
and have you accept it?
It's strange, these people who functionally deal with each other on a day-to-day basis, it's all compromise, it's all you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And principle, the word, seems to be completely removed from their lexicon, doesn't it, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. It's like they don't even understand the concept at all.
I know there's more to your story. Would you mind hanging through and talking, telling us more about what's going on? Hang on, 800-259-9231, because he's only just gotten started. I got an email from him today that just outlined some of the major points of the things that have happened to him and his wife down there as they've tried to open up this restaurant, and it has been absolute hell. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country and around the world, and exposing more new people to the message of freedom and liberty, because, man, people need it. And if you think that's valuable, then help us out by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details, get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Before we continue here, Mark, as an aside to what we've been talking about with Bill here in New Hampshire, he's been trying to open up a restaurant in a little town called Bristol. And I'm looking here at the statistics. There's only about 3,000 people living there. And Bill is a liberty activist here in New Hampshire, and he's one of those guys that's kind of sick and tired of being told what to do, and I don't blame him for that. So during his process of attempting to open up the restaurant, he started by not wanting to give his social security number to whoever the licensing bureaucrat was for the liquor commission. And that's kind of where it all apparently began, when then all of a sudden the police chief began harassing him, and he was told that, you know, put your politics aside and just play, you know, basically play ball, which essentially means bow down and do whatever we demand that
your
you do.
Or pre-stater mentality.
Yeah, or we're going to make your life a living hell. And, Mark, you wanted to clarify that if you had tried to, for instance, not give a social security number in Florida or anywhere else, you would have run into some serious problems too. It's not like this is unusual, this kind of behavior.
Right. Well, you know, the point was made that this isn't the free state yet, but I would like to also make the point that this state is one of the freest in aggregate when you look at the, when you compare all 50 of them.
Right, but trying to start your own business in a small town where some people have very, very firm vested interests in the state, and having people obey I can imagine would be a very daunting task. And indeed, Bill, you found that to be exactly the case. This seems to have made your life an absolute, these people, these bureaucrats, have made you and your wife's life an absolute living hell, from what I understand.
Well, they're sure trying to do that, and I just keep sort of, you know, working around it and doing everything I can to keep going from day to day. And, I mean, sometimes I just sit there and laugh because what else is there to do?
Right. It's crazy. Tell us more of your story. So they tried to get you to obey as far as getting the liquor license. What else?
Let me see. I mean, our opening night, we were probably, 3 hours into, starting the business and serving people food, and the transformer on the utility pole in the back of our building just blew up and it killed all power to the block that we're on.
Yeah, that could have been a coincidence.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange coincidence that there were some kids up in a ladder in the tree right next to the utility pole several days earlier. These kids are into trouble all the time, and I've heard that all somebody has to do is suggest something and they'll just do it for fun.
As an aside, Bill, these bureaucrats should be happy that you even bothered asking for the liquor license. I mean, you went and you asked their permission to do business. It's just that you didn't want to give them the social security number, and that's what they blew up about initially.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, the only reason I'm applying for the license in the first place is because I could probably do more time for murder than for selling somebody an alcoholic beverage without a license.
Yeah, right.
It's insane.
And what do these guys want? Do they actually
obedience?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Would they prefer it that businesses not come in and employ people and give people services and products?
Apparently.
It almost seems that way, since almost every single restaurant in our little town is out of business.
Wow.
Yeah, it's strange.
So it must be one of those towns where they just don't like having businesses. They want things to be real quiet and nothing going on, one of those kind of dead places.
Well, now, that's the strange thing also is, we have a town manager, a new town manager, in addition to a new fire chief. And the town manager is all, gung-ho about revamping, the little square that we have and making it look all historic and, bringing people in and bringing in new business. And so it's an odd situation, and I really don't understand exactly what's going on.
He just wants businesses that'll bitch up.
Maybe.
So are you having trouble with the landlord, and what else is going on that you want to share with us?
I guess we needed to process credit cards because, a lot of people like to pay by credit card. We went to the bank and, obviously they wanted my social security number and, that's for tax purposes and whatever. So I didn't really, get into it with them about that.
Mm-hmm.
There was some strange little thing down at the bottom of the form that where they wanted me to certify that it was a U.S. person. And I didn't know what that meant. And I knew it probably had some strange specific legal meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I did was, before my signature, I wrote all rights reserved and I signed the form. And they didn't like that. They said they had to check with their legal department, whatever. We gave them a call, a day or two later, and they said that they didn't want to deal with us.
Isn't that interesting, Mark?
Just because of that.
Mark is usually the person who says, well, it's just words, no big deal. Well, three little words above your signature made the bank freak out. Why do you think that is? There's something special about those three words, mm-hmm. right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably something special about the term U.S. person.
Probably.
So then, I finally got an account through a different bank, and I've been trying to, just write checks to pay my bills because, that's the typical convenient way to do it. And I've been having problems with, the bank honoring my checks because either they're incompetent or they don't understand what a check is. And I've had to go to the extent of looking up, what's required to make a check legal, and a, very high-ranking bank official who gives advice to bank people said all that's required is that the check be payable to order or bearer on demand in an amount that can be determined from the face of the check, that it be signed by the drawer, and that the check identify the account from which it is to be paid. He says, in theory, it could be scrawled on the side of a watermelon.
Yeah,
right.
And so, I've got checks that look like normal checks, so I'm guaranteed to have all the information that they need, but I don't have their special little micro-encoded magnetic ink stuff down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, they're telling me that they're not valid checks.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, now I've got my landlord telling me that my checks aren't good and, that I'm late with my payments and he's trying to evict me and...
Mm. What's your plan here, Bill?
What's my plan?
Yeah.
My plan is just to hang on for dear life and, hope that I can plow through it.
Well, I wish you good luck. I don't know how many activists you have up there. Bristol, kind of, north of the Concord region in New Hampshire, a small town. Are you the only liberty activist in town, or do you have somebody backing you up there?
As far as I know, in the town itself, we don't have anybody. There are people in surrounding towns who have been nothing but helpful. I mean, it really is truly amazing sometimes how Free Staters can gather together and help each other because, I mean, I wouldn't have got this place open without them. We had 2 days in order to get this place ready to have the health inspector take a walk through, and we had people come out of the woodwork and do so much work. It was amazing. You know, the health inspector looked at us 3 days earlier and said, there is no way you're going to be able to get all this work done in order to get this place open. And 3 days later, he walked through and was like, you know, I can't believe what you guys got accomplished.
Great.
And it's my understanding that now,
you know, the same thing was said to me on by a contractor that had offered to do my, you know, to build my house regarding the Free Staters and the building of my house. They said,
how'd you do this?
They stammered. They looked around. They walked around the house. They couldn't believe what had been done, and all by Free Staters and
for slave wages.
Yeah, slave wages. Yeah.
I mean, we're willing to work and to actually do things, whereas most people just, you know, want to sit around and have somebody else do things for them by nanny government or, you know, collect a check that they didn't earn.
Well, I want to congratulate you, Bill, for having the cojones to even go through this process and try to, even though you were attempting to give them the licensing fees and jump through some of their hoops, the fact that you didn't want to jump through 100% of their hoops was what pissed them off. And I have to give you kudos for having the courage to go and, you know, non-cooperate to the extent that you have, because clearly it's ended up putting your business on the line. And so I wish that we had more people up here with the capital to be able to open up businesses like this so we could have more of these experiences, bring more activists up. And hopefully your experience has helped people understand why it's so important to get behind folks, because if you didn't have the support network that you have, you wouldn't, as you say, you wouldn't have even gotten this far.
Yeah, there's no way. You know, it's definitely going to be an educational experience. I've been going through a lot of harassment, and I'm sure probably at some point I will write you a letter from jail and let you know how everything went down.
Yeah, let us know. Keep us in the loop as far as what is going on here. In fact, speaking of people who are just in jail, we're going to talk to Lauren Canario next. So I thank
you,
Bill, for the call tonight. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, when I was a kid, my mom told me the Social Security number, you didn't have to give that unless it was a Social Security business, and that was kind of the way that they floated that Social Security thing by the American people, because we weren't all that excited about being numbers.
What it used to
but
say
now,
on the card.
You can't do anything without it.
You know, we're going to come back with Lauren Canario. She is a civilly disobedient, non-cooperative, super activist, one of my personal heroes, and she is on the line going to tell us about her recent experience going and spending half a month in the federal prison. Hour 3 is on the way.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days, exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wake up.